This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that the free trade agreement between India and the four-nation European bloc, European Free Trade Association, that is EFTA, will be implemented from the 1st of October. Addressing the session organized by ASSOCHAM on creating global impact towards Viksit Bharat, Mr. Goyal said that all the four countries have ratified the free trade agreement and lodged their documents with the repository in Norway. India and EFTA had signed the Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, that is TAPA, on the 10th of March last year. The European Free Trade Association members are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The minister reiterated that India will enter into international trade agreements only if they serve the country's interests.
Our negotiation strategy hinges on national interest. At no point of time will the Modi government ever allow national interest to be compromised. That is the pillar on which all negotiations, all discussions, all dialogue with any country in the world is taken forward. And you can rest assured that that doctrine will never ever be compromised.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development works of the Uttarakhand government worth 1,271 crore rupees in Rudrapur. Mr. Shah interacted with investors and entrepreneurs from across the country at the Uttarakhand Investment Festival 2025. Addressing people on this occasion, the Union Minister said that the country cannot develop unless small states like Uttarakhand can progress. Mr. Shah, appreciating the Chief Minister of the state, Pushkar Singh Dhami, said that he has established a balance between industrial development and environment. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all the political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month, will continue till the 21st of August. During the session, there will be a total of 21 sittings of both the houses. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, meeting of the leaders of the opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance was held via video conferencing to finalize their strategies. The meeting was attended by parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, Shiv Sena UBT, DMK, CPIM, NCP, SCP, among others. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, SP leader Ram Gopal Yadav and TMK's Tiruchi Siva were among those present in the meeting. Talking to media, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that during the meeting, a consensus was made among the parties to raise the issues like Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. The Election Commission has said that 95.92% electors have been covered in the draft electoral roll as part of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, that is SIR, in Bihar. The Commission added that with six more days still to go for filling up of the enumeration forms, the Commission is making all possible efforts to ensure that the remaining nearly 32 lakh electors are added to the draft electoral roll. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu during the next 7 days. India secured a spot in the quarterfinals of the Badminton Asia Junior Mixed Team Championships with a dominant 110-83 victory over United Arab Emirates in their Group D clash today at Solo in Indonesia. In women's cricket, England were 94-1 in 17 overs against India in a rain-curtailed 29-over one-day international at Lord's in London when the reports last came in. Earlier, put into bat first, India posted a target of 144 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. The women in blue won the first match after defeating hosts England by 4 wickets in Southampton. The third and final ODI will be played in Chester Leigh Street on 22nd of this month, and that is the end of this news bulletin.